From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, too.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University Beers with the Brewers.
Welcome everybody to another Beers with the Brewers, not recorded in the Kickstarter room at the Land Grant Tap Room this week. We're joining remote again. I'm Mark.
Well, Caleb technically could jump in the Kickstarter room just for old time's sake, but
that's right.
We're jamming in the tap room. Music's too loud. So I'm staying in the office.
As you can see, we got Kayla and also Adam on a podcast this week.
Back this week. I'm back. I'm at my house at Land Grant South. You're up at Land Grant North. Quarantined upstairs, but was at the brewery earlier today pulling. We had a record, I think it was close to a record day of deliveries today for a Wednesday, a little slower Monday, Tuesday. So thanks everyone out there if you're listening and placed a delivery over the past couple of weeks. That's been awesome to see the support roll through. Yeah, as Kayla said, she's working the taproom carry out today. It's fun to see a lot of regulars and folks popping down. Crazy to see how much beer we're just going through, which definitely helps out during these unprecedented times, I think is what we're calling them at this point, right?
Yeah. Luckily, I am going to run some deliveries tomorrow because up here at LG North, we're in sad times. I'm cracking my last fruit slices right now.
Yeah, I think that we've said it on this a couple weeks ago. I don't know if you guys talked about it last week, but yeah, that if you haven't tried fruit slices, your chance to try that is starting to run pretty slim. We did end up packaging the last bit of that fresh from the tank this week, but we're running through it very quickly in the tap room, and grocery stores have it now, but they're going to be running out in probably a couple weeks, I'd say. So grab it if you haven't. Either come down to the tap room, place an order for delivery, or go to your support your other local independent shop or grocery store.
Well, obviously, I'm having a fruit slices. How about you guys having beers?
I'm having a fruit slices.
Well, I guess I'm bucking the trend. I'm drinking a 16-ounce massive, which is delicious.
Oh, man, that's probably second pick right now. They both taste so fresh.
Definitely. It's a great quarantine beer. I think at the brewery, since you're kind of surrounded with beer all the time, everyone has their own kind of rule, like what time will they crack a beer? Because we do that, you know, daily. We'll go out on the patio or, you know, socialize with everyone after work. And my rule is usually like 4 or 5 o'clock. And I think I've relaxed that quite a bit during quarantine. I think it's maybe 3 o'clock. So Finn, as we record this at 3:30, that's when I opened it up today. I don't know if you guys has your willpower been tested being at home? And
oh, it absolutely has been tested. I am at home with the kids these days. So we have a different routine, wake up every morning and we start school. So we're using Zoom and we tune in and the kids are able to see their friends via the laptop. But I wait until nap time, which now is 2 o'clock. And then I'll probably have like a glass of wine.
Kayla, is that brought on by the wine with DeWine slogan I keep seeing on social media?
Yeah, that's where it started. Actually, I'm trying to not listen to the news as much as I used to.
It can get
you. We're in this for, I mean, we definitely still have another 8 weeks, so there's not going to be any good news for a few weeks until that peak, which is a different kind of peak, a peak that we don't like, but hopefully that means some bit of return, which I saw an article today. Our governor, DeWine, is getting recognized for being out in front of stuff, so it was sad when, you know, we all had to shut down and when they canceled the Arnold and everyone was real surprised, but I think getting out ahead of it definitely has been good and hopefully means that at least in Central Iowa and around the state, we can get back to normal a little quicker, whatever that necessarily means. I was just talking to a buddy who works at the crew and they're on calls all the time about when, the league might return. And what I don't think I was thinking about is now the players got themselves all ready from preseason into regular season form, and now they're off for a couple months, so they need to get back into training. So even when all these bans are lifted, they're going to need a few weeks, several weeks to get into shape again so they don't have any injuries. And then, how do you go from total lockdown to groups of five to groups, smaller groups, and then you're going to be sitting in stadiums of 20,000 plus people. It'll be interesting to see how sports return. But all in good
time.
We got a lot of time to talk through that.
Yeah. Well, yesterday I drove some beer around, so I waited until I was done driving.
That's good.
Yeah.
Mark, what are you listening to? Are you jamming out?
Currently, like while we're on the podcast or just in general?
No, while you're delivering beer.
How are you listening to music while we're on the podcast?
That's what I was wondering since you couldn't hear it. But I actually was not listening to music. I was listening to podcasts.
What podcast? Okay. You listen to the archive of Beers with the Brewers?
Yes, I have that on a steady repeat, actually.
Oh, of course.
I actually got an opportunity over the weekend to record a Pat's Pints podcast with Pat and Dan Eaton of Columbus Business First. Kind of talked about, breweries that are doing deliveries and drive-thrus and kind of how it's affecting a lot of businesses, especially service industry and small businesses. And then talked about our end of the world beers. Pat had this idea that if we had 1 week to the end of the world, a beer a day. Everybody had a different
beer a day.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I was unprepared.
Did you just
for the
fill
question.
Them all with pool party every day? I mean, what
that's
else
right.
Can you drink?
Well, pool party is on a backseat to fruit slices until it's gone for me. And that was one of my end of the world beers. I had to have fruit slices first just because it's just so good right now. And then, got a couple triples going, Triple Carmelite, Chimay.
What was your final beer?
Final beer, Triple Carmelite.
What's your final beer, Kayla?
My final beer? Probably a Kolsch, 1862 Kolsch, honestly.
Oh, the old 1862.
It's going to be pretty stale.
I think I want it more that I can't have it now.
Yeah, it was sad to see you go.
Yeah,
I think I'd go with Orval. Just like it's kind of that like favorite beer pick. I just I really dig that beer. So yeah, talking about favorites and sports. What about that Langrant beer bracket update, Mark?
Oh man, so
March Madness.
We're through the first round, and there were a couple upsets in there.
Yeah, Team Peak, boo.
Man, Team Peak went down. Interesting. I figured Pool Party would win over Moonracer. I just haven't had Pool Party in a while, so I did pick Moonracer on mine. Mm-hmm. But I've been loving that beer.
Recency
lately.
Bias.
That's right. It's recency bias. Same thing with the fruit slices. So
wait, can you update us on the results?
Absolutely, Kayla. We're going to go through these, each one by bracket. And then the three of us will also decide what our picks are for this round. So we're going to.
And are those weighted even heavier so we can sway the total votes? Or are these non-official? These are non-official. Is this like.
No,
is
these.
Is this just Joe Lenardi bracketology here?
Yeah, this is last week's, what the actual results were, and then what our pick out of these results are. So we can sway our listeners.
Go for it. Let's hear it.
So we're going to start with the IPA bracket. Quadrahopic that beat out Got Fuzz versus Batch 300 that beat out CMYK.
Okay. I see both of those. I don't know. I don't have the bracket in front of me. Was that chalk there? Did the higher seeds win? The lower seeds?
Number four against five was CMYK to Batch 300. And then...
Interesting.
Yeah, so they were pretty tightly matched. I would say out of Quadrahopic and Batch 300, I'm going with Quadrahopic. You can have more.
I'd go with Quadrahopic, too.
I vote Quad.
All right. Unanimous. Quadrahopic.
And I think this new Quadrahopic, I want to say that we did get to try it before all the shutdown. And, right, didn't we? Yeah, I think we talked about it briefly on the podcast. I'm disappointed that we're not going to get this out. I think it's really good. from what I recall.
We'll get it out eventually. It's in the tanks. We'll get it packaged soon.
All right.
Okay, and then the next one, man, this right here, this is a tough one. These are classics too. We've got the workhorse of beers, Greens Keeper Session IPA versus old school football classic Stiff Arm IPA.
That was in the first round? No. Oh, so you're talking about the second round now.
That's the second round.
Yeah, so, you didn't announce the results of this side of the bracket.
Well, I'm getting to that. Greens Keeper took over Groomer. Okay. And Stiff Arm took over Neutron. So it's two football beers against one another.
Yeah. I got that. I would say I agree with those results.
Okay. What are our picks for this week's
Stiff Arm versus Greeny?
Yep.
Whew. Kayla, you go.
Greeny.
I'm rolling with Kayla on this one.
I think I'm going to go with Stiff Arm here. As much as I like Greenskeeper, I'm Stiff Arm, and especially when we've talked about it on the podcast, Stiff Arm today is a completely different beer. But if I'm just going by the liquid, I definitely put more Stiff Arm in my fridge than I do Greenskeeper. But I also put more Quadra Hoppic than I do Stiff Arm. So
yeah. For me, it just depends. I mean, we haven't had Greenskeeper in a can for a few months. So probably knowing I couldn't have it, I think that's why I'm greedily picking Greenskeeper.
Okay.
Adam, right. Split the room.
Yep.
Split the room.
It happens. It happens.
Yeah. That's for the next topic.
Okay. So that's where we're at on the IPA category. And I'd be curious. Stiff Arm makes it through to the next round. How Stiff Arm and Quad go up against one another, since they'll be evenly weighted.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're out of Quadra Hoppic at the delivery and carryout. We probably have to get some back. It's always fun seeing which one sells better in the tap room, which generally is Quadra Hoppic. So
yeah,
right now we can't do that comparison. So. All right, what about the next side of the bracket?
Okay, so this is kind of an odd bracket here because it's the light and dark category. So Pool Party on the light side against Urban Sombrero. So last week, Urban Sombrero took out Peak, and Pool Party took out Moonracer by a nose.
Yeah.
What are we thinking? Pool Party against Urban Sombrero. I mean, that's just a no-brainer for me. I got a Pilsner Passion. Pool Party.
For me, it's Pool Party.
Bam, yeah, unanimous.
We know I have a Pool Party Passion, so.
Oh, yeah.
When I voted, Urban Sombrero was beating Pool Party. It is interesting. We have had a couple people call into the delivery and pickup service asking if we have Urban Sombrero available, which we weren't brewing that this year. We have Peak in place of that, which Urban Sombrero won, you know, whether it's name or brand recognition.
Yeah.
But yeah, no one's calling for Pool Party yet, but maybe because people realize that it comes out Memorial Day.
Yeah.
It'll be out, and there's a batch of it in the tanks right now. So yeah, definitely, I'm going Pool Party. Yep.
Yeah. I didn't even figure I had to ask you, Adam. I could answer that. Peasy. Yeah.
Yep.
And then moving on to the dark portion of the light and dark bracket, we have a Space Grant Black IPA.
Which one?
I think we decided it was on the series, although I'd probably say the most recent is what's going to be in everybody's memory, but I think as a brand, probably. Space Grant took out Deep Search, and Beard Crumbs took out Make Mine Irish.
Now, while I probably would agree with that, I think Make Mine Irish really suffered that its debut was cut short. I mean, it was out there, but distribution had not been wide by the time this shutdown happened, so...
Well, I got to tell you, on delivery and drive-through, Make Mine Irish just freaking killed it. I mean, ran that out quick.
We keep running out of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're going to have to get more of that as well
from
a distributor.
Well, that being said, I think I've got an affinity in my heart for Beard Crumbs.
So it's Beard Crumbs against Space Grant?
That's right. And... man, Space Grant was so good this year. I really loved the addition of coffee and how the coffee played on the hops. But I think I got to go Beard Crumbs on this one.
This category was tough, and it made me realize that some of my favorite beers are the darker beers. But if you go back to however long ago, 3 or 4 years ago, whenever we did our profiles for our website, my favorite beer is listed as Beard Crumbs, and that still stands.
I'm going to not split the room this time and make it a unanimous Beard Crumbs.
There it is, Beard Crumbs. It's classic.
Yeah, I think the Space Grant has some of the most innovative, fun labels we've done, but Beard Crumbs, classic beer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
But this most recent Space Grant, that beer was so good.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, I had one yesterday. Nope, I had one 2 days ago. I had to make mine Irish yesterday.
I had
the
one
days
Saturday.
Are blending together.
Yeah, they are. You're right. Okay, so moving on to the hazy and juicy bracket.
Mm.
I really struggled with splitting hairs on the first round on a couple of these. So the first matchup that we're going to handle here is Concentrate against Lemon Glow. And Concentrate took out Bandwagon last week.
Yeah.
And Lemon Glow took out Pastuzo. And I really had to argue with myself to decide a winner on those.
I think I do like Lemon Glow better than Pastuzo myself. I think I would have gone Lemon Glow.
Yeah, I went Lemon Glow too, but I had to twist my arm a little bit because I had recent memory on Pastuzo.
Yeah.
All right, so Concentrate versus Lemon Glow. What are you thinking on those picks, Kayla?
I'm pretty sure I voted Concentrate. To be perfectly honest, it's been too long since I've had Lemon Glow.
Yeah.
Concentrate's always available. It's familiar. I know I'm going to like it. So that was my pick based on that.
Okay. Yeah,
especially if we're talking about even, you know, we got this batch of Concentrate, which we talked on the podcast. It's the best one yet, the fifth one. Yeah, I'd Concentrate this, and I'm just going even on the most recent.
I'm probably going to have to join on that. I think especially the most recent. It's kind of interesting because there has been some variety to that beer in the different iterations. Some have been more seasonally appropriate, lightened up at times, more malt complexity to go along with the slamming hops. But I would say this last one is really off the chain. So I think Concentrate takes Lemon Glow. Moving on to the next, Fruit Slices versus Massive. And Fruit Slices took out Strata. Chris tried to make an argument for Strata, and it was so good, but I can't get Fruit Slice out of my mind right now. And then Massive took out Lonely Hops Club last week. So Fruit Slices to Massive, and the very beers that we're drinking in the room right now, Kayla with Fruit Slices, me with Fruit Slices, and Adam drinking a 16-ounce Massive. Where's it going to be on picks?
I might have to go grab a Fruit Slices.
I wouldn't blame you.
I have a bold, not so bold, but prediction that I think Fruit Slices is going to be like Butler back in I was rewatching some of these NCAA tournaments. What was that, like 3 years ago when they almost beat Duke? I think it's going to be, a young up-and-coming beer that's going to shock a lot of people that if you've had this, as good as Massive is and how fun that beer is, it's Fruit Slices, hands down. I think that's going to rival Pool Party for me. They're going to meet up. I don't know if it's – I don't have the bracket in front of me if it's going to be a – Final Four matchup or a potential championship matchup, but at least in my take-home bracket, I would have put those two up against each other.
Yeah, and Massive is just freaking great this year, too. So you hate to slight it, but Fruit Slices all the way for me. And, man, for a beer that's only been around for just a few weeks, you hate to have that shiny new penny syndrome, but it's just that good.
You know when you're on that road trip, and you run out of things to do and talk about, and you start playing that game of would you rather?
Yeah.
And those are supposed to be questions that don't seem fair. This is one that doesn't seem fair because I love both of those beers, but I have to go with Fruit Slices on this one.
Bam, unanimous.
Yeah. To have these matching up in the second round is that's tough. How do you do that to these beers? So
yeah,
I'll touch one more. I mean, just like I was saying with Make Mine Irish, that Fruit Slices, I mean, that one didn't even – we launched that, I think, right, after all this went down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the crazy thing about it. I mean, this beer has barely been out, and there's probably a lot of people who haven't tried it. So if you're on the Inside Scoop listening to this podcast, get on it.
Yeah.
Ain't going to last long.
Word of mouth, it's, yeah. That's a peak.
Bam.
All right, what's the last one?
We are now in the seasonal category. So last week, Spring Quarter took out Cramble Jamble, and Blackberry Jamble took out One Goal, One Right. So it's Blackberry Jamble.
I agree with both those.
Versus Spring Quarter.
I would actually put Cramble Jamble and Blackberry Jamble. I would, if I was seeding that tournament, I would have put them up against each other. Now, I'm a Cramble Jamble, I think, over Blackberry, but that's not the question.
That wasn't, yeah, that's not the question.
Spring Quarter versus Blackberry Jamble.
Yeah.
I'm going Spring Quarter.
Yeah. I am right there with you. It is so amazing this year. Phenolics are just right, fruitiness. The yeast notes are dead on. It's a sneaky peat, though, at 7%. You got to be careful. But boy, what an amazing Belgian blonde. I absolutely love it.
Spring Quarter is amazing, but I have to go with Blackberry Jamble.
Oh, there it is.
Split the room.
Okay.
Split the room.
Yeah. I like my fruit beers.
Yeah. Spring Quarter is another one on the deliveries that I was kind of shocked. I feel like almost every order, at least half the orders have a Spring Quarter on it.
Yeah. And
we've had to go to the warehouse and pull, get more of that. We've had to restock that a couple times.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I think, when I'm at the brewery tomorrow, I need to buy some more Spring Quarter myself while I'm replenishing fruit slices. So this is the last pick, Balloon Hands, which took out Sports. And I think some of the argument on that last week was Balloon Hands can come in so many forms. And we got a Strawberry Lavender Balloon Hands coming up in package soon. We had that at the anniversary party. But there's been a lot of ways to have Balloon Hands. I think Sour Hoppy Fun Time is one of my favorites.
Now, I consider that a different beer, though.
I kind of do, too, because it has a different name. But Walt was one that reminded me that that's another way that it comes. Same base beer, just, we got fruit added to some. We got more hops added to some.
But that's done in the tank versus...
So is the fruit.
Well...
See, I know.
Not always.
But you see what I'm saying. So
Here
we go. Balloon Hands versus Kin. And Kin took out Son of a Mutter last week.
I love both of those beers, but I voted Kin.
I can go Kin. I'm going to go a vote from the heart on this.
Yeah, Kin's definitely the heartfelt pick there. Kayla mentioned the 1862, and we have the 7-0, but I think Kin's the best of all the Kolsch's we've done. I like the tropical notes that you get. It's a great beer to have in the summertime and a way to honor our good friend Nick. So I'm going to go Kin as well.
Yep. Good call. All right. That wraps up the brackets for this week. So while everybody is at home hanging out, drinking all these beers and trying to decide, at least the ones that are currently available, we also thought we'd talk about binge-worthy quarantine television. Kayla, you got any series you've been watching?
I'm gonna jump in here and just say I don't even think we have to state the obvious on everyone has watched or has heard or been talked about the Tiger King.
Everybody's talking
Tiger
about
King.
It.
So let's is there anything else that maybe has flown under the radar? Let's do that. That isn't necessarily like, rewatch The Office or watch something that new popped up on the Netflix that everyone's talking about.
Yeah. I mean, I could go Curb Your Enthusiasm season 1 to 10 over and over and over as well as Seinfeld. But yeah, you're right. That's irrelevant. Well, have you guys watched the Tiger King?
Yes.
I have yet to watch
it.
You have, Kayla? What do you think? I've talked to Adam about it.
Well, I had some spoilers because there was a previous podcast that I finished, so I already knew what happened.
Oh, okay.
I think they're all batshit crazy, and that's what everyone is into right now.
That's all. Yeah, that's what I've
heard. It was good timing to release that, I think. Just sitting at home. Yeah. I mean, it couldn't have worked out better for Netflix.
Well, for Kayla and I are both huge fans of this show that I think is probably one of the better shows I've seen in a long time. And I think it's on, what, season three, Kayla? Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
That's right. Everyone will like that show.
It's so good.
I've only watched a couple episodes of that. We started Fleabag, which is also an Amazon original series, which was very entertaining. Started that a couple days ago. Both of those have won, what, Emmys and Golden Globes? And Golden Globes, I think Fleabag won the Golden Globe this year, so.
I couldn't stay with Fleabag. I tried it. I don't really have any good reason or not. It could have been mood-driven, you know.
So show we found, Lauren brought it on the other day, which I found hilarious, is called Dave. It's on FXX or FX, one of the two.
It's called Babe?
Dave, D-A-V-E.
Okay.
And I didn't know, I don't follow popular music as much as most people, but it is a true mockumentary. I don't know how you would say that, but essentially there is an artist. He is a comedy rap guy called Lil Dicky.
I love Lil Dicky.
So now he has a show, and it's a show about his, it's kind of like, so one of the producers on the show, one of the producers is from Curb. So it's like how Larry David's a real life comic and then everything that happens around him. So it is the kind of rise of Lil Dicky. It's like I was talking to Walt, who isn't a Lil Dicky fan, but the show's hilarious. It's very funny. We were both laughing quite a bit. It just came out this year, so you can't binge the entire season. I think there's another one that might come out tonight. I think there's six episodes, but it's really funny. And it reminds similar antics of a kind of a Curb of awkward humor. If you like that kind of stuff, you would really enjoy the show. So it's on FX, which we watched it on Hulu. So if you have Hulu, you can catch up on the first six episodes or five episodes.
Nice. I'm going to check that one out.
It's called Dave.
I downloaded TikTok as an observer.
Oh yeah. I don't know what that is, but I heard somebody talking about it.
It's too much.
What
is
it?
It's a rabbit hole.
What does this mean? What is TikTok?
It's videos of people dancing and doing weird stuff. And
so you're binging on TikTok. That's your episode?
I have also rewatched episodes of The Bachelor, Guilty.
Like this season Bachelor or like old Bachelor?
Like The Bachelor that I just watched like a month ago.
Kayla, rewatched. I have something for you to watch.
Okay.
I've recommended this for Mark, and it is, I don't know, not many people I know about it, and it's one of the funniest things, series. There are three seasons of it. It's called Burning Love. Are you familiar with
Burning Love. Lauren told me about this.
So it is a parody of The Bachelor, essentially, and it is, if you watch The Bachelor, it is spot on, like, what they do. And it's Michael Ian Black, who's from the state, and Michael Have Issues, and Wet Hot American Summer, is the host of the show. And then the first season is, I'm so bad with names, but it's one of the guys from Wet Hot American Summer. And then he's the bachelor, and then there's a bunch of bachelorettes, and it's, the second season is a bachelorette version of it, and like Joe Chuglia, who's from What Hot, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and there's just so many. And when you're watching it, because it's from a few years back, it's like a Yahoo's web series, and there's so many stars that are on it. Like Paul Rudd is on it in a bit. Like Jennifer Aniston does a cameo, and Ben Stiller and his wife. And then the last season, the third season, is called Burning Down the House, and it's like Bachelor in Paradise. So it's great. And it's
That's
hilarious.
A perfect recommendation for me.
Yeah. I got to get on that.
Now it was streaming on Amazon Prime and I haven't seen it. I think it was only like $5. We ended up buying it on Amazon Prime because it was only like $5 and it's worth it. And it's now kind of replaced. I think our bed, you know, when we're sitting in bed needing something, it's usually Arrested Development. And now we're back on Burning Love. It's worth it. It's hilarious. So that's a three season easy binge, but also very funny. Highly recommend it.
Nice. How about Ozark, Kayla? Adam doesn't want it. Are you an Ozark person?
I've never seen it.
I'm glued to this.
It sounds like
damn
one
thing.
Of those things. It sounds like it's been around for too long. I feel like I'm too behind, and
it's
too
just
hard
two
to catch
seasons.
Up.
There's only two
this
seasons.
This is the third season. Yeah. That was the third
it just
season.
Started this yeah. week. Third season just opened this week.
It's too tropey.
I'll tell you what it is. Too
so what's your issue?
Inducing. Adam,
me?
He doesn't
too
like
tropey.
The... yeah. He had
so
to explain to me what that
being,
means.
Being, like, it's a serious drama, and I feel like they took aspects of, like, oh, this worked in Breaking Bad, and this worked in The Wire, and this worked in, like, it just... was way too predictable, and stuff that didn't necessarily need to be in there was in there just because of the genre.
I will have to
so
say,
this is me being a TV snob. It. Like a lot of people are like, you guys know way more about music than I do. I'm more of a TV and movie snob, I guess.
Yeah. I'm a rare TV viewer. So
yeah,
I'll have to succumb to that, but I will say it is very Breaking Bad-esque. I just love Jason Bateman. I don't know why. He's awesome.
Article.
Yeah,
article.
Laura Linney's good. I mean, she's kind of got that demeanor that she had in The Truman Show, where you know she's got that smile on her face, but she's lying about something always. And I don't know. I like it. I bonded with it. But I'd say every episode I watch, I wonder if I'll watch the next.
Schitt's Creek. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Jones watched that. I haven't watched that one either.
I think you'd like it. And I think that's the one that everyone would like.
I gotta get that one on my list too.
Well, I think we got at least a week's worth for folks.
Yeah, right.
Also,
come out
if you have
some
any,
more suggestions.
Share your suggestions with us if you can.
Yeah, I mean, when you see this post up on Insta and Facebook. Hit us a message if you got some recommendation on binge shows. We'll watch them.
Yeah, Chris Starr on John Oliver on Sunday night, he had there was like a graphic of like you've reached the end of Netflix, which I feel like half the time I'm approaching.
Wow.
Oh, that's terrifying.
I think I sleep too easy. I can't sit still long enough.
So what else have you guys been doing during this quarantine? What's other some fun activities that you can enjoy with a Land-Grant beer?
Well, with a Land-Grant beer, taking walks is great. I recommend everybody take a neighborhood walk. Try to stay on the other side of the street from those that are walking to keep your social distancing. But Euchre, did some online Euchre with you, Adam, over the weekend, which was great.
Yeah, birthday Euchre.
Yep, I've got a Euchre date tonight.
Why don't you share? Because there's a lot of Euchre people out there. How'd you play Euchre online?
Yeah,
Mark?
So it's called Trickster Euchre. It's TricksterCards, probably .com, but if you just type it in, Trickster Cards, and just
we're not getting any kickbacks or anything from this. This is
no.
just trying to help you out during your quarantine.
A lot of people were disappointed when we canceled the tournament, which I'll retract that. I said canceled. We postponed, just like everything, yeah. You know.
Before, that was before all the shutdown. I think that was the best decision we can make too. I mean, because a bunch of cards, not good passing those around. I'm
yeah,
glad we didn't end up doing that.
Yeah, we thought about that before it was mandated, right? Yeah, it didn't seem right with what was going around. So we'll get it back, and we'll have all new decks for sure when we can do that again. But yeah, Trickster Cards and Select Euchre, and you can do video. I'm going to play tonight with a couple of our brand ambassadors, Sam and Brian, who also have participated for years in the Land-Grant Euchre League. And, yeah, it's a great way to play. It makes you feel normal.
How'd that work out for you on your Euchre night? I'm not sure if you know, the listeners out there want to know how you did. It was your birthday, and if you ended up.
Yeah, well, it was.
How the result was.
It was Hans, who is our Beers with the Brewers token vegetarian, and Adam against my wife, Joan, and I. Joan, let me know how it went, Adam. I don't think I have to revisit that.
Yeah, I did see that on Facebook, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Posting.
You guys won. Yeah. You guys won.
Yeah.
That's what you wanted to hear.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great showing by everyone.
Absolutely. It's fun. I was a little beard up.
Both of you, Mark and Adam, just had birthdays.
Yeah.
How does it feel to have a birthday at home?
Oh, it was great. That was my birthday party, more or less. And then Kayla, I got to see you later that night playing Jackbox games.
Now that's our other suggestion. Get yourself, if you're unfamiliar, maybe you had a PC back in the early 90s and your Windows, or your Gateway 2000 came with a You Don't Know Jack CD, like myself, and CD-ROM, I should say. And then now they have Jackbox Party Packs that they're available on, I think, Xbox, PlayStation. And then if you have a computer, you can download Steam and... Very fun party games. We've played them at the brewery in various like Christmas parties and stuff like that. But I know, Kayla, you guys had been playing some smaller versions of that locally when the quarantine started, right?
On Murder Mystery is Jackbox. The way to go.
Mm. Is that on Jackbox too?
Yeah, Murder Mystery Trivia. We actually played that when we were closing down the carryout the other day. But one of the funner of all of it is called Drawful. It's kind of like a mix between apples to apples or Cards Against Humanity and Pictionary. And it's actually free, right? It was free. I don't know if it still is. It was free on Jackbox's website. So if you want to get that, and then you can connect with a Zoom. So you start up a Zoom and you can share the screen and everyone can play. That's a fun way to pass the time as well.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
And to answer your question, Kayla, it was a very weird birthday. I'm someone who always likes to take my birthday off and like go golfing or do something and not work. And I actually worked most of the day in the brewery, but there wasn't really anything else to do. So it was cold and had a nice Make Mine Irish, couple other beers. Very uneventful for me on my birthday. So
it sounds like you need a makeup date.
Yeah, I'm gonna reschedule. That's a good reschedule my birthday for June or July.
It's a good idea.
It's like the only time someone wants a summer birthday.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was great talking to you guys.
Yeah, I did want to bring up another thing. I know, you know, we don't really have an events portion, but next Friday, which I believe is, what are we, is it the?
I think it's the 10th.
10th or the 12th? The 10th, April 10th, it's Franklinton Friday, and I know we're not all able to get out, but we can still go on walks, and what we're doing at Land Grant right now is, and within the Franklinton neighborhood, we're still able to display art. So if within our Land Grant family, we're creating things to display in the windows, so if you want to create something, you can drop it off to us and we can display it for everyone to see.
That's cool.
Very cool.
Maybe I have to draw a picture.
I might have to.
You could draw a picture.
Get a canvas and do a much larger drawing of my Gus face, my classic Gus face. Throw that in the window.
Oh, yeah.
That's your signature. You're good at that.
Yeah. Well, cool. Franklin and Friday. Look at some art from the outside at a social distance.
Indeed.
All right, guys. Well, great talking to you.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Continued put those order in for carry out, pick up. I think we're adding some new beer. We have decided we're going to be packaging the Peach Basket next week. So that should be showing up. So we might talk about that one next week. None of us have tried it. Yep. Been in the tank waiting for us to package it. So excited to try that beer finally. Appreciate y'all listening, tuning in. Yeah, be safe out there.
Wash your hands.
Yeah, wash your hands. Good sign up. All thanks, right. Everyone.
Yep.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.